USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The United States and the Taliban have agreed to a temporary truce that, if successful, would open the way for a deal that would bring home American troops from Afghanistan and end 18 years of war. The peace deal would call for negotiations between Afghans on both sides of the conflict to start next month, an eventual countrywide ceasefire, and a commitment from the Taliban not to harbor terrorist groups like Al-Qaeda, then setting a timetable for the withdrawal of American troops. Infections and deaths from the new coronavirus in China ballooned for a second straight day as officials near the epicenter of the outbreak are struggling to keep up with a backlog of patients' lab work. Confirmed cases of the virus rose to 63,851 in mainland China, an increase of over 5,000 from a day earlier, according to the National Health Commission. The death toll now stands at 1,380, up 121. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
There's a new poll out that answers if Americans want to know more about what happened in Ukraine. USA's Robin Wilinski reports.
There's a new Monmouth University poll out asking voters, do you think the House should continue to investigate the Ukraine incident? 51% of people polled say end it. 43% say continue to investigate. And 6% say they just don't know.
Federal prosecutors have declined to charge former FBI Director Andrew McCabe, closing an investigation into whether the longtime target of the president lied to federal officials about his involvement in news media disclosures. The action resolves a criminal investigation that began nearly 2 years ago with a referral from the Justice Department's Inspector General's office, which concluded that McCabe repeatedly lied about having authorized a subordinate to share information with a newspaper reporter for a 2016 article about FBI investigations into the Clinton Foundation. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Federal appeals court rejected a Trump administration rule that allowed Arkansas and other states to impose work requirements on low-income residents who received Medicaid benefits. The U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals for D.C. ruled that the White House had acted unlawfully and that Health Secretary Alex Azar's approval of the program known as Arkansas Works was arbitrary and capricious. Judge David Centrell referred to the original Medicaid statute, saying it identifies its primary purpose rather than a laundry list of secondary goals and only aims to provide health care coverage to populations that otherwise could not afford it. The decision was unanimous and upheld the original decision made in March 2019. One of President Donald Trump's nominees for the Federal Reserve came under sharp questioning over her unorthodox economic views, including two Republicans whose doubt about her nomination could slow it down. Judy Shelton sought to make her unconventional views an asset by promising to bring intellectual diversity to the Fed. After the hearing, two key Republicans, Senators Pat Toomey of Pennsylvania and Richard Shelby of Alabama, reiterated their misgivings about her nomination, and a third, Senator John Kennedy of Louisiana, said he is still undecided. With three Republicans leaning against, Shelton's nomination is at the risk of being stuck in the banking committee, where she would need all the Republican votes to recommend her nomination to the full Senate. The committee has a slim Republican majority of 13 to 12, and Republicans also control the Senate. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.